Well, friends, I'm about to take you through a first ever. Yep. After all these years and all these practice focuses, we're going to do things quite dramatically different today. And I know you will rise to the occasion. You will enjoy and find incredible value from the meaningful work we are about to undertake. Now, I called this the power of words and communication to bring to life relationship dentistry in an experience world and experiential dentistry in a relationship world. Doesn't that just define and summarize your practice? Those two things all brought together with words and communication. Now, I'm not going to take the time and space here to rehash what you've already been through over the past several months. And we're going to step back and put a big, giant blanket over it all, bring it full circle with a discussion about your practice philosophy as a whole, and more specifically, how to bring to life your principles of experience and relationship and success with your dentistry and patient care. It is that important. To be super clear, just like we always want to begin with the end in mind, this time we are at the end. The role play you did last month and the advanced level communication work you have done, we are going to now reflect on our ultimate vision in a very tangible and significant way by adding context, clarity, substance, and structure to our standards and expectations of how we work as a team and how we interact with our patients. Consider this the culmination of everything communication, because we are going to actually talk about the words that you use. Crazy, I know. Listen, I've made this very interactive, so there will be a lot of back and forth here. Stick with me, and you'll probably want to stop and start this recording with every discussion you have. Please work quickly, and don't go off on tangents or overthink it. So, first, I want to redefine success. How do you see your mission and purpose with your patients? Answer the question, please. Literally, what does success look like for each of your patients as individuals? Answer that and then divide and conquer. I want you to go all the way into the weeds and the deep details and talk about how do you make that happen? From every team member perspective and every role within your practice, I want to know how you personally contribute to that objective. So first, once you answer the questions, how do we define success in our practice? And then more importantly, what does that look like for patients? How do we actually bring it to life? And then every team member articulate your role from your perspective about how you contribute specifically to that. Okay? If you haven't already, it's time to pause here and go to work. Come back when you're done. Be quick about it. All right. Great job. We're going to build on this. Second, I want you to take the words, literally words, experience and relationship, and I want you to put meaning to them, as well as action statements in terms of how you bring them to life. How do you act upon experience and relationship in your practice? The same applies to this as it did before. Once you have a team discussion and you put some substance to these, then have every team member talk about what they specifically and uniquely do to bring to life the relationship approach you believe in, as well as the experience of your dentistry. From phone call to insurance to assistant to hygienist to therapist to specialist to doctor, doesn't matter. Everybody, treatment coordinator and the like. I want you to be laser focused and clear about your actionable execution on the words relationship and experience. This is not talking and saying hi. It's not just doing a great job. It's specific. Once you define success, okay, you then talk about how you bring success to life. You're going to then define experience and relationship, and you're going to talk about how you bring those words to life. What I want is everyone to see how they fit in and the role they, you, play, and how every team member is important in creating the experience and nurturing the relationship, as well as making sure there's never any disconnect. That's the key. We're working to solidify and elevate up the level of consistency, integrity, and continuity of care, communication, philosophy, and standard of excellence you practice with. You got it? Let's do another pause right here. Let you play the game. Okay, now I know I should have some Jeopardy music or something. Third, I want you to do something fun and also practice making your philosophy come second nature in the way that you talk about it and embody it. Because experience and relationship are not nouns. No, not in your practice. You know, it's like the beautiful word love. They must become verbs. They must be actions. One of the ways we can do that is by the words and that you use to convey beliefs and what you can. As an example, I always talk about possibility-based dentistry instead of problem-based. I talk about being proactive instead of reactive, or preventative, and focus on complete and optimal health versus emergency or basic or, you know, fix-it kind of mentality of dentistry. Talk about working smarter, not working harder. It's still work. It's just you get to pick the path. All of these words, they resonate. They viscerally apply. They create vision, feelings. Okay, they're things that, you know, instantly, like, you just get it. I don't care what your words are. Just want you to have words. Okay, by the way, I learn from you every single day. I have some practices that never, ever utter the word recall. Because it sounds like a problem that happened with the car and the manufacturer. Instead, they call it recare all the time religiously. You know, listen, there's people that also talk about health maintenance or health enhancement visits. I actually coined the term health enhancement visit for hygiene, you know, two decades ago probably. So, listen, it's not like it's unique to me. I'm sure other people have said it. But I learn every day. Many people, they talk about reservation instead of appointment. They talk about reception area instead of waiting area. You get the idea. Okay, so I'm not here to make you something you are not or to copy other practices just because. I want these to be your own and to be things you not just believe in, more importantly, you use, you live out, you bring to life, you leverage to craft, create, and structure, even anchor your experience in the minds of your patients. It's got to be in your mind first. One more time, I want these words to not just be things you say, things you believe in, that you live out, you bring to life, you use to leverage, craft, create, structure, anchor the experience, okay? So, it's your turn. I want you to brainstorm, mastermind a list of meaningful vocabulary words that you want every team member to use and every patient to hear. Once you have these, maybe it's 10 or 12 or 15 or 20, you know, you don't have to get too crazy. You can always add, and you should add. You should be building a list of your practice, philosophy, and success vocabulary words. Now, I want you to go with the big ones, and once you are done, I want you to go back and establish a definition, and you guessed it. I want you to use it in a sentence, actual sentence, that would be uttered and said. Just like a good old-fashioned academic spelling bee. And most of all, I want you to talk about where these words can be and should be used from every team member's, you know, point of view. Okay, you got it? I mean, this is amazing stuff here. This is fun stuff. It's huge. And this really should be the longest time you take in today's activity. Once you are done over the next couple weeks, I want someone to type up and formalize your list and then call it your practice name, success vocabulary. And hey, we might even create a patient version of this and actually give it to them and say, hey, we do things differently around here and we want you to be on the same page with us. And listen, when we're talking to you and each other about you and your health, we want you to know what we mean. That's how seriously we take it. You're in a different world once you're inside our practice, and we welcome you to our family. In order to be a part, we want you to know the secret code. Now, that's fun. That's fun stuff, okay? You see how I brought full circle back to communication in your experience, relationship, philosophy, and all the way through. If you want big bonus points to credit, then make a poster like you did years and years ago when we first kicked off this great relationship and teamwork ourselves. We, you know, gave you an opportunity to create all the positive words and affirmations that represent what you do for your patients. You know, your mission and your sort of way of life or way of practice. All right. Get to work on your success words, your practice vocabulary, fun stuff, not just the words, but the definition, the sentence, the applicability, the how it's actually used by each team member's vantage point and perspective within the practice. Here you go. Another pause. Okay, team, fourth and finally, to wrap this up, let's do the opposite and quickly make a list of the words you aren't going to say or you shouldn't use very carefully and cautiously. And identify anything and everything that go against what you are striving to achieve and create. Get rid of the words that sabotage your patients' mindsets, okay, that get in the way of your own efforts, and that take away or even are detrimental to the relationship and experience. Make your list of words for the no-nos, okay? We'll do this quick, and we'll end with overall practice and team takeaways, and then finally individual commitments and actions, and that'll be a wrap. Whew! My goodness, this one was a doozy in all the very best ways, and is also a practice focus you have to revisit, and that's why I said it was a game changer, and quite different. You know, it's really, I mean, it's so unique compared to anything else because today, you know what you did? You built your own practice focus and you improved and stabilized and recentered the foundation and the core of everything you do, everything you stand for, and actually how you create the experience in the relationship. You took your communication to the next level. You set yourselves up for a high-level success system with communication and words, and really developed a playbook. And this can be used for all future team members and training as well. Hey, great work. Well played. Way to go. I'm proud of it. Now, don't just sit there talking about it to each other. Go to and your community all about what you've done and use these words and these discussions to bring to life your put in new, more consistent and advanced, and most of all, real life level in everything you do and say in the most tasteful ways possible. I'll see you next month. In the meantime, keep on keeping on being you and coming together to create the best team possible in the way only all of you can.